Welcome to From Carpool to College, a show for parents who are trying to get ahead or just keep their sanity while navigating the college planning landscape. Welcome to From Carpool to College. I'm Tracy Amadeo.
Tara Horitz.
And we have a special guest today.
I'm so excited.
This is an extra special guest.
Yeah.
Because it's my son, Joey Longo, who is home for a week.
That's just it?
Yep.
Just one week. I didn't know that. I thought he was home for the summer.
Nope.
Okay.
Why is he not home for the summer?
I'm a working man.
He's good. He's a responsible kid. He's a working man.
That's good. That's a good thing.
We're going to have him talk a little bit about his college path, his walk, because a big theme of our show, Joey, we tell our parents that every kid has a different trajectory when it comes to what they want to do after high school and how they do it. Mm-hmm. And they also have their own timeline. I mean, look at you and your brother. You're as different as the fingers on my hands, right? So just like all the other listeners and their kids, every kid's different. We had Santina in here earlier. She was talking about her walk with her going to UMiami and her music studies and her performing arts. So we are going to talk to you a little bit about your process in where you are. So why don't you tell us right now, let's start with the here and now, boots on the ground, where are you going to college and what are you studying?
So I am studying business administration at College of Charleston, and I'm a rising senior. So I'm going into the home stretch here. So
the home stretch. And when are you projected to graduate?
At the end of the fall semester, and then walking like for the nice ceremony in the spring.
All right, so this, now see, it's too bad we're not on YouTube, Tara, because the cameras would capture my smile.
That's right.
Because Joey is graduating a semester early.
Aw.
I know.
You did a good job.
Thank you. Joey did the work.
I know.
And I am blessed that he actually listened to me, because parents, as we know, it's a really tough time because we're pushing our kids towards independence, but now we have this college planning process, and we are that delicate balance of hands on, hands off. It goes back to our very first episode again. Like, how much do you jump in with your kid? I know, Joey, I was annoying the heck out of you often when it came to college planning.
Some here and there, you know.
Here and there, right? Well, thank you for the feedback, because to me, I felt like I just, what do I say, crawl up your butt with a cactus.
You're
like,
a mom, so.
I'm a mom, right. But I'm also a mom who's a college planner. Mm-hmm. And Tara has a daughter who is a rising senior, and she has an eighth grade son. So she's totally in the thick of it, too. So it's tough for us parents. So you're at College of Charleston now. You're graduating a semester early. And what do you attribute graduating early to? How are you able to graduate a semester early and save this family $35,000? Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Definitely because, like, going to community college first and then all the, like, dual enrollment and APs from high school. So, like, just getting, like, a head start with not free credits, but credits that are, like, way cheaper and you can bang out way quicker than doing about a four-year institution instead. So
exactly. So we decided when Joey was in high school, Tara, I'm telling you this because you might want to think about this with Lucas, who's going into high school.
Yes.
And for our listeners who have children in high school, there's a great option that you could do in high school, and that's called dual enrollment, where students are taking courses and you pay for them. You have to look, parents, look at the course catalog to see what are dual enrollment classes, which means the high school class is also earning college credit at either like a local, a regional campus, like what did you have? Fairleigh Dickinson, was it?
Yeah, I think FDU was.
Yeah, the FDU business courses. I know Alex took like accounting. Did you take accounting? No, you took accounting at CCM.
Yeah. I did like marketing and.
Right.
I did one more too.
Television. You did television.
Oh, yeah. The TV production.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we did two dual enrollment classes under the roof of the high school, and I paid $275 for each class. Right. It's like, okay, $275. But I know Tara's shaking her head. So $275. And he was able to get 6 college credits.
Amazing. It's wonderful.
That transferred. So now if we're talking about the end in mind, a bachelor's degree is 120 credits. Now we're minus 6. Like, let's keep the ledger. So now we're minus 6. Okay. So you also took in high school some AP classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Also going back to those classes I took, the dual enrollment ones, they were really cool too, because it wasn't like too strenuous. It wasn't like more difficult than a normal high school class. It was just, it was like different and more in depth. So it was like totally manageable for like a high schooler, because it was presented in like a high school format, but I learned so much more than like a normal high school class would provide. So, so I really enjoyed them. But back to the AP stuff that we're going to bring up, I did AP Lit, AP Lang, AP Psych, and A Push. Yeah,
right.
U.S. History. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how many of those were we able to get college credit? I think 3 out of 4.
Yeah, it was weird because I remember when I went to CCM County College after high school, CCM did not take my A Push score and my Lang score. But when I eventually transferred to College of Charleston, they took them. So it was kind of funny. It was interesting that the community college had like a higher standard than College of Charleston. But at that point, I had taken so many classes at CCM that I didn't even bother transferring those credits over, because I transferred too much over. Like, I was kind of getting near my cap.
Right. We'll talk about that too. Remind me to circle back to the cap, because there is, you know, we could wheel and deal as much as we can to a limit, to an extent, mm-hmm. because right. the College of Charleston and all 4-year colleges have their branded degree that's accredited. So they have to have a certain amount of credits that are delivered by their instructors with their curriculum under their roof. So mm-hmm. when we play the transfer game, which we did, we played it, we were like varsity level with this stuff. I think we really did a good job. We can only do so much. And I think mm-hmm. typically the ceiling is 60 credits.
Yeah, in that neighborhood.
Yeah. So so you took the classes, the AP courses. Oh.
Which is 2 years, right? 60 credits is about.
60 credits is about 2 years, right?
That's amazing.
Okay. We forgot to bring this up. I did the senior privilege going to CCM. So we should probably go back to that.
Right.
Too,
so let's talk. So that's another way of. So we were all about collecting credits, Tara. Mm-hmm. We were all about how many college credits can we collect before we end up at our 4-year college. And we weren't sure about getting the associate's degree at the community college because, frankly, sometimes it doesn't transfer. So you can spend all of this time and money thinking that, oh, this is an associate's degree, it's a guaranteed transfer, then my kid only has 2 more years of a 4-year degree. Mm-hmm. But that's not always the case.
Okay.
So we were kind of making sure we're getting all our general education classes in and what was highly transferable. Mm-hmm. So we had our dual enrollment, traditional, under the roof of the high school, delivered through a high school teacher, as Joey said, like in depth. And that was delivered over a whole school year, right? It wasn't semester.
Whole school year, yeah.
So 40 weeks, and you get the...
That was junior year.
Junior year? Sophomore year?
Sophomore year, okay.
One sophomore, one junior?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're peppered throughout.
One senior too, actually. The TV production was senior year.
Nice. So then we did the AP, and we got some credits that way as well. And then the fun part, which I admire you so much. And actually, Joey won the baseball scholarship because of that, telling the story about how committed he was to his academics and baseball at the same time. Tell us about how we pulled this off.
Yeah, so I went to Morris Knowles High School, and they have like the senior privilege program thing. I'm not sure mm-hmm. what to call it.
Yeah.
Where usually every other day you can leave a like block or a period early and kind of like beat the rush and get out. So what I did was, instead of just going home, it was like another dual enrollment thing. Was it through Morris Knowles?
Yes, it was called Option 2.
Option 2, there we go. Yep. Option 2. So I did Option 2, and that entailed me leaving high school early with the rest of the seniors who were leaving early. But I would go drive to community college and take like the intro to business course, and it was awesome. Because I remember I would show up sometimes. I would have like a high school baseball game that day, so I would get out of high school early, put on my baseball uniform, drive to the community college, take my class, and then drive back to high school for my baseball game.
Right, or we got special permission from the athletic director that he could drive directly to the games from the college.
Right. Oh, yeah, the away games. Yeah.
Yeah, the away games. So it was incredible.
That's wonderful.
It was fun. Yeah. Made for some interesting looks in the hallway at the at the county college. Why is he wearing his full high school baseball uniform? You know, did he really peak in high school that hard? Like, no, I was still in high school. I was not living in the past.
Yeah.
But I will say, I feel like the professors had so much respect for you.
Yeah, it was cool. Definitely, like, first day, like, syllabus week, they would, you know, got some eyebrow raises, you know, but it worked out great.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And they're really good professors there, too. So
yeah, the community college professors very much are practitioners. So they haven't always been behind, you know, the lectern. And they've been in the business, like you talked about.
In the field,
one.
Wherever.
Yeah, yeah, the guy who, your accounting teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about him.
Professor Ved at CCM, I had him for accounting, and he was a phenomenal professor, but he wasn't, like, always a teacher, and he had, like, studied, I believe it was the University of Bombay, I could be wrong, but, like, he studied in India and studied in America and worked all over the world, and then he was my community college professor, and it was phenomenal. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But that's when I was at community college full-time, though. That wasn't for the high school program.
Right,
but still,
right.
Regardless, I was still 18 years old learning from this guy, and it was amazing. So,
right. So Tara's daughter is coming up on her senior year, and she's going to have her first experience with the whole May 1st.
Decision day.
Yes.
Yes. So every year, May 1st rolls around. The photographer goes to, you know, take pictures of all of the students. They wear their gear. Tell us about it for you.
So that was that was a funny day for me, because I was going to community college for many reasons, but one of the reasons was I just didn't want to go to a 4-year school right off the bat, because I didn't want to put myself in a school that was near or far, in some program or major that I wasn't completely, like, sure of yet. Mm-hmm. So that's why I chose community college, but it's not really glorified as much as, say, Penn State University would be.
Oh, my goodness. Right, so, right. we joke all the time about, we love Penn State. So I know, Stacy, you're listening. Hi, Stacy. I'm friends with the admissions counselor. We love Penn State, but everyone from New Jersey wants to go to Penn State.
Everyone.
It's like New Jersey West.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't even hate on it because all my friends go there, too.
So. I know. I know.
But it was really funny. This may come as a shock to you guys, but I didn't have any community college swag, so I didn't wear anything on May 1st.
Sorry, I think I just
wore my Washington Redskins jersey to school.
Which I will refrain from making comments.
Yeah. Giants fan.
Whatever, it's a thing.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't really... I know for some people, like, I definitely know for some people that were going to community college, or some people I knew that were going to community college to play sports. As I said before, it's not as glorified as going to, like, I mean, in a social sense, as going to, like, a big name school. So I didn't have any problems with not, you know, being there with my gear on and my sweatshirt, you know, hands across the chest. Mm-hmm. We are Penn State. I'm hating on Penn State too much. It's just coming to mind.
Because it's very popular amongst the North Jersey crew.
But I know, like, sometimes that gets to some people, like, the, you know.
There's a lot of social pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for me, I didn't really care. I was just ready to just have fun and just go to school, so.
Yeah, and you did, and you certainly did. What advice would you give parents about talking to their kids about the possibility of going to a community college instead of a 4-year right away?
So I'm biased because I think I look back on my 1 year of community college and I can, like, firmly say that was probably one of the best years of my life. So
wow.
I'm biased though, because I had phenomenal professors. I met so many cool people at community college from, like, all different walks of life. I had a friend group there and we were all, like, so different, but so fun. And I was working 35 hours a week still, and going to class in the morning, working at night, or working in the morning, going to class at night. And I was just busy, productive, saving so much money. And I had a blast.
That's
so
great.
I think it, you know, every kid is different and, you know, plans are all different. But if, to all the parents out there,
yes.
if your kid is, like, remotely responsible or hardworking, they can make community college such a rewarding experience. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but transferring to Charleston, I know so many people there who went to a two-year school, like a county community college before that, and the reviews are pretty much like that.
Wow.
The consensus was, like, I would do it again like that, like over and over. So.
Oh, that's interesting, because the culture of the Northeast, Tara, you were talking about that with your family member, right?
Yes.
The culture of the Northeast, the rat race, and the college where your kid goes to school becomes a status thing, and it's
right.
It's very much, it's a rat race,
right?
In many respects,
right?
And it's not like that across the whole country,
right? That's right.
So we're so deep in it.
So just to go back to dual enrollment a little bit, because I know this has come up with some of my friends who have students, you know, children that are in high school right now, and so many of them are unaware of dual enrollment, and it's no fault of their own. It's just something I feel that's not talked about or advertised as much, or sometimes it goes under a different name or whatever. So I think it's really important that we mention that to parents, that every school has usually some sort of program. It may not be called dual enrollment, or it may be,
it's called early college sometimes, but
certainly
the partnering with a four-year institution or a community college, you have to look for it.
You have to look for it, ask about it, right? Mm-hmm. Find out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I was talking with a friend in a coffee shop the other day who said, I wish that our high school did this. And I had to explain, we do. And this is a very, very well-read individual, you know. So it is interesting that those things are not kind of broadcasted.
Right, right. And Joey bit right into that apple, thank goodness, and was able to take those dual credits right off the bat. I do want to talk about online classes, Joey.
Oh, nice.
So we'll talk about the good, bad, and the ugly, right? Because what we're seeing is that students in college, underclassmen, first year, assume that their online course is going to be like the Bobo versions of online courses that they had during COVID.
Yeah, it's not.
Mm. Yeah, so can you tell? Because you're actually starting two online courses today.
Yeah.
What classes are you taking online?
I don't know the name of them, but they fill my pre-modern and modern history requirements. So
perfect. So tell us a little bit about your experience with online courses.
I love them. I think that like they're the absolute best. Since going to Charleston, whenever I have gaps in the semesters, summer, winter, late spring, I'll log on and try to fill it in with little online classes from community college just to fill it in and like get credits as you go, like during like the summer and stuff, because they're not like easier than a normal class, but you can do them at your own pace. So mm-hmm. What I'll do is I'll start the class and I'll work like 10 hours a day for like 2 days or 3 days and just grind it out. If it's like a 4 week class, I'll just sit down for like 5 days and do the entire thing and finish it. And like I enjoy doing that just to get it done and out of the way. So I'm going to do that tomorrow probably.
Perfect.
And the courses you're taking this summer are through the community college as well.
Yeah, they're through community college. So
again, a way to kind of lessen the cost, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what I actually had to do is I did like a transcript audit with my advisor at Charleston, and I went through the credits that I transferred from community college, saw which ones were kind of just dead weight, that they transferred over as credits, but they didn't count towards my major. So what I did was I declined those. So they were already accepted like a year and a half ago. I went and I declined them to make room for these that I'm going to take now that are actually going to count towards my degree. So I'm kind of, pulling the puzzle pieces and swapping them out and whatnot.
Wow. But it is good to speak with someone from the college on a fairly regular basis to kind of make sure you're just on track and that you have all of the necessary credits. And if you are doing the online courses, right, so that mm-hmm. you don't fall into any like problems where you're taking a course and then it doesn't work and it doesn't transfer.
Yeah, what I'll do with my advisor is the beginning of each semester, I'll sit down and say, these are the classes that to be completely clear, to be honest, I would rather not pay Charleston money to take a history course for my business degree. So I would rather pay community college money for a history course about the ancient Romans than fill a 15-week class in person at Charleston with that slot. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically doing like more gen eds or like just elective classes through community college, so that the classes that I'm paying Charleston money for and I'm sitting there in person for 15 weeks are my 300 and 400 level classes with, you know, that count towards my degree and major.
Isn't that brilliant?
Smart kid.
I know. He's business major.
Young adult, sorry.
Young adult. Yes, my emerging adult. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing this last semester.
Like work? Or?
Yeah, everything. Tell us everything. And you know what? We were also, something else I want you to talk about is the social life in Charleston, which I'm sure you could talk about easily. But let's talk about academics, any internships, and work that you do.
So semester ends pretty early for Southern schools, so I was done like around like late April, and since then I've been like working. It's a coastal city, so I'm working on boats and at marinas and whatnot.
Tell us how you found that job.
Oh yeah, one day. Well, I don't live on campus. I rent a house with my buddies just outside the city. It's like 8-minute drive from campus, so it's pretty close. And there's a baseball field in the suburb that we live, and my buddy and I just walked down the road one day and saw a 9-year-old team practicing baseball and asked if we can coach, and they said yeah. And then one of the coaches offered me a job to work on boats this summer, so that's what I'm doing.
Perfect. It's all the networking, right?
Yep.
Yeah, talk to people.
Talk to people.
It's a good thing.
Exactly. And tell us, Charleston is a vacation destination. It's an expensive city. There's even a tax. There's a tourist tax. There's tax on breathing. It's a very expensive city. It really is. So tell us a little bit, and parents need to understand where their children end up at college. If they're going to a school, say in Charleston or in Miami or in Chicago or in New York City, the cost of living is going to be significantly higher than if they were going to a school that wasn't necessarily in a destination city, if you will. So tell me about cover charges for bars.
There are a lot.
How much?
Like 20 sometimes.
Okay. So just to get into a bar, college bar, 20 bucks.
If you don't want to wait in the hour line, it's another 50 to the bouncer. So, but that's why I don't go to those bars. But.
So how would you describe is it a big Greek school or sororities, fraternities?
This is interesting. It's pretty different. Like, I might throw some shade on, I'm not in a frat, so I'm a little bit biased here, but a lot of like frats and sororities at Charleston try to force themselves to be like an honorary SEC school as far as Greek life goes, but it really pales in comparison. The real social scene is just the city. And there's not like, it's not in a bad way. There's not like too much like school spirit or school atmosphere because the campus is spread throughout the city so much. It's just like one identity of Charleston. Like I don't usually say, except for this podcast, that I go to the College of Charleston. I say I go to school in Charleston.
Interesting.
And like,
yeah,
that's you know, it's more of a city identity, and the social scene is more interesting because you go out to the bar or you go downtown and you could be hanging out with people ages like 18 through 30 because it's a tourist city, and it's not the bars are not college bars. There's no college bars. It's downtown bars. So you get a mix, maybe 30% locals, 30% college kids, 30% tourists, and it's just kind of blends into this beautiful mess that is the Holy City. I love it.
That's great. Is there anything else that you think parents should know about what we talked about today, about early college, about dual enrollment, about community college, about selecting a college?
I think I'm looking back at my experience and I wouldn't really change anything. I think a lot of people who have a similar path that I do with my college years and whatnot, will say the same thing. I don't think anyone regretted their time at a community college, because everyone always talks about, you go to college and not only you learn, you also like you're an adult for the first time, and you discover yourself and you know all this like self-realization stuff. I did not go to a four-year school out of high school, but I still had that in community college where I was. I mean, you know, I lived at home, but you didn't see me.
Never.
I was out. I was working. I was in school. I was doing my own thing, going to the gym. And even though I wasn't at a four-year school, you know, the social scene's different, but I still learned so much about myself and found out how I work, how my brain works, like who I am. Like that after high school experience was, you know, in community college for me, and it was awesome. So.
And he seems a little lighter without all the debt, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at the College of Charleston sticker price is about 80, mm-hmm. 80 a year.
Is that much?
Yeah. I mean, we get some financial aid and we get some stuff knocked off, but yeah.
So to be able to go there, right, and experience it, mm-hmm. but not come out of there having 4 years.
Right, 4 years of that kind of debt.
That kind of
right.
debt. Exactly. Right. Exactly. I just love this whole conversation because it creates a whole new view of community college. And everybody you talk to, even our generation, I took classes at community college.
Same.
My husband took classes. And to this day, we say those were some of the best professors ever.
Absolutely.
Hands down. Hands down.
I think, you know, I respect every professor, you know, for being an intelligent individual as they are, but mostly. but I, some of like the most life-changing professors and the best professors I've had, they were all at community college. Like mm-hmm.
You could give them a shout out. County College of Morris.
VED. If you go to County College of Morris and you were taking accounting, you better book VED.
Okay. Here
book
we go.
Em.
We'll book them. We'll book VED. Maybe we'll get him in here.
That would be great.
That would be good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joey, for joining us today. I'm so happy you're home for a week. He loves Charleston so much that he's going back for the rest of the summer.
And well, I would go back too. It sounds like he's having a great time.
How far are you? You're 8 minutes from the campus and 10 minutes from the beach.
Yeah, 10 minutes from the beach, pretty much. So.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I would go back too. Maybe I will. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for joining us on From Carpool to College. I'm Tracy Amadeo,
Tara Horitz,
and our special guest,
Joey Longo.
Thanks for joining us today. Have
Thanks
a good
for having
one.
Me.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, we'd love for you to be a part of our growing community. Please share and follow our show. For those who want to support us further, join our Patreon site. Your support helps us create high-quality content and great episodes. Plus, our Patreon members get exclusive perks like bonus episodes, early access, and behind-the-scenes content that we think you're just going to love.
And now for some legal stuff. The content of this podcast is for informational and educational entertainment purposes only, and is provided as is with no guarantee of accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or outcomes. I could keep going, but I will spare you, and I will post this entire legal disclaimer on our website, www.academicmentoringllc.com, under podcast. Tara and I are so glad you joined us today on From Carpool to College. See you next time. Something like that.
Yeah.
Done.
That's good.
Okay, Chris, make that pretty, please. Pretty, please. Make it pretty, please. Like Paula and Carol.
Or that Saturday Night Live skit. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah. This is getting edited, right? Is that okay?